Pakistan did reach out to Kabul in an ostensible reset of its fracturing ties with its erstwhile proteges, the Afghan Taliban. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar visited Afghanistan on Saturday, April 19, 2025, in a first high-level exchange with the emirate since assuming office. He met acting Afghan Prime Minister Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund, Deputy Prime Minister Mullah Abdul Salam Hanafi, FM Amir Khan Mutaki, etc. The focus of the delegation-level talks was continuation of diplomacy to iron out differences, trade and economic relations, regional economic integration, repatriation of the Afghan refugees, ARs, cross-border security and TTP-engendered terrorism, etc. First, diplomacy and trade. Wows were exchanged to enhance bilateral ties, peer-to-peer and B2B contacts, and ensure continued engagement at all levels. Wide-ranging discussions covered KASA 1000 MW electricity project, TAPI and TAP, and transregional connectivity projects like Central Asia-Pakistan Railway connectivity via Kohat and Parasinar, besides trade facilitation and tariff reduction. Dar successfully pursued diplomacy, especially economic diplomacy, greatly melting the ice. In offering concessions, Pakistan agreed to eliminate tariffs on Afghan transit goods for around 16 additional categories. It removed 10% taxes on 867 types of products and transit goods. The 2% container cross-stuffing, CSS, tax imposed by KP government on Afghan containers is slashed to 1%. Bank guarantees from Afghan traders are to be replaced with insurance guarantees to ease financial burden and enhance trade. Demurrage on Afghan goods at the Karachi port is to be limited. Concessions would be given to Afghans on loading and handling, besides container exchange privileges, and they would be exempted from extra duties to incentivize bilateral trade. Afghanistan-Pakistan Transit Trade Agreement, APTA, would be finalized and implemented effective June 30, and the two committees formed earlier for political and trade discussions shall meet periodically. Second, the ARs. Pakistan stuck to its position of repatriating illegal migrants, including ARs, with respect and dignity, without resorting to forced deportations, as per its phase timeline, despite Kabul's requests to hold or slow down the process. Dar reaffirmed protecting the property and capital of ARs in Pakistan, pledging to prevent any arbitrary action. Third, TTP. Both sides agreed to tackle this thorny issue through an ambiguously stated mutual understanding and joint mechanisms. However, potential optimism about resolution in the short term remains misplaced, as none of the Kostwal Haqqanis, the host and benefactors of the TTP, attended the parleys. TTP and the rising terror incidents along the Pak-Afghan border and in the settled districts were discussed in detail, especially the involvement of Afghan nationals in such acts. Pakistan also raised the issue of cross-border movement of terrorists and smuggling.